It was the Thursday before New Year's Eve. 31-year-old Juneau resident James Brooks and a friend were walking their dogs on Mendenhall Lake near Nugget Falls.
There was a lead of open water out there at the time, and the other dog jumped in. My dog is not much of a swimmer. She likes to wade, but she doesn't like to swim.
The first dog in the water was a husky mix. Brooks' 60-pound Rottweiler beagle mix named Cookie went over to watch.
She walked up to the edge to see what he was doing, and the ice just gave way under her front paws. And my initial reaction was to smile because I assumed that she would come up splashing, paddling, maybe a little panicked, but I'd be able to reach in and pull her out without any trouble. But she never came up.
Brooks' friend stripped down and jumped into the water, but neither man could find any trace, not even bubbles.
I walked along the edge to see if I could see anything, but there was nothing there. It just happened in a split second. It was as if a cosmic eraser had come in and just erased her from existence, because there was no trace after she slipped in. It was there one moment and gone the next.
Rescuers in Juneau say the ice around the Mendenhall Glacier area can be risky.
Three people that I know of now have gone through the ice and fell in all around the face of the glacier and over by Nugget Falls.
That's Jamie Johns, an engineer with Capital City Fire Rescue. He's the lead water rescuer for the department. He'll be demonstrating some rescue techniques at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center on Saturday afternoon.
When other people venture out, other people see that and think the ice is safe. And we're just going to give them some pointers and some clues on ice that's not safe and stuff that they could look for if they do fall in, or if someone does fall in, what they could do to help out.
Brooks and friends held a memorial recently for his dog. No trace of her was found. He says the experience was tragic, but also instructive.
It could happen at any time without any warning, because I had no warning. And there's no way to tell from one moment to the next what might happen in the next second.
A few weeks before Brooks' dog Cookie perished in the lake, a Juneau man fell through the ice. 31-year-old Houston Laws went into the water last month. Fortunately, he was able to pull himself to safety and assist a 61-year-old grandmother who had ventured into dangerous territory. The area where he'd slipped is a popular one for selfies, and like Brooks, he said there had been no warning. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.